Welcome to Agent Driven Development. Today, the quiet gift of 2025, three models that changed everything. Four things to know. One, true advantage comes from embedding expert knowledge into your operations. Two, translate your organization's know-how into machine executable AI skills. Three, invest in internal teams, not just vendor AI models. Four, rapid AI iteration offers more value than theoretical evaluation. Now, the piece, December 2025 came and went without fanfare. No breathless announcements, no revolution headlines, just model releases from Anthropic, Google, and OpenAI within 6 weeks of each other. The industry barely flinched. That is how fast the baseline is moving. This is what actually happened. Last week, I handed Opus 4.5, a product problem I had been wrestling with for days, market positioning for a new feature, unclear competitive landscape. Multiple technical approaches with different trade-offs. The model acted as my product manager. It asked clarifying questions I had not thought to ask myself. I told it to search Google and Bing for competitive analysis. It did. It synthesized what it found and came back with a positioning strategy that accounted for gaps in competitor offerings I had not known existed. Then it built a working prototype. I ran the same problem through Gemini 3. Different reasoning style. Equally coherent output, then GPT 5.2. Same story. Three frontier models from three different companies. All three understood what I was trying to accomplish well enough to contribute at every level. Market research, strategy, and implementation. Any one of these models arriving alone would have been a generational leap in capability. All three arrived in a month. Consider the gap that is opening. Walk into any engineering organization today and you will find three populations working side by side in completely different realities. Some engineers are not using artificial intelligence at all. They are building software the same way they did in 2023. Most are using AI occasionally for boilerplate for documentation. Leadership celebrates that we are using AI without recognizing the gap between using these models for autocomplete and using them to reason through complex problems. It is the difference between having electricity and having the internet. A small but growing population has crossed a threshold. They have reorganized how they think about building software. They are shipping in weeks what used to take quarters. They are building alone what used to require teams. The gap between these groups is not about productivity, it is about capability, and it is not a tools problem, and it is widening every month. Here's the pivot you're missing. While everyone watched model releases, something else happened in December. Anthropic released agent skills as an open standard. OpenAI adopted it. The same skill format now works across Claude, Codex, and ChatGPT. This matters because skills encode institutional knowledge, your compliance workflows, your architecture patterns, your way of doing things. Once encoded, that knowledge compounds. Every process you teach the model becomes available to every person in your organization instantly. The companies building skills libraries today are not just getting more efficient. They are creating organizational capability that takes years to develop. The ones waiting will find themselves trying to close that gap in months. If you're still thinking about AI as which model should we use, you're already asking the wrong question. 2028 is 2 years away. The executives hiring in 2028 will be looking for leaders who spent 2025 and 2026 and 2027 building with AI, not evaluating, not running pilots. Building this thing is evolving too fast. For consultancies to package into adoption frameworks, by the time they publish the methodology, the capabilities have moved. This is not agile. This is not DevOps. There's no 12-month transformation roadmap. There's only rapid evolution. The leaders who will thrive in 2028 are the ones putting their hands on the keyboard. Now, not delegating to their teams, not waiting for the approved vendor or the security review or someone to tell them it is safe. They are building and they are learning what these models can actually do. December 2025 was quiet, just three model releases, just an open standard that lets organizations encode what they know, just a pivot point that will not be obvious until we are looking back at it. Those who know, know. Thanks for listening to Agent Driven Development. Find more at agentdrivendevelopment.com.